Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Yeah, everyone all set, cocked, locked. Here we go. Your dial is set correctly to USA Prepares. Thank you for being in class with us today. Gwyneth Isaacs is with us, and Jason is engineering at GCN. I'm Vincent Finelli. Welcome, Gwyneth.
Hello there, Vincent. How are you this morning?
Really, really well.
So much information to get through.
Rich, is that you? Is that you, Rich?
I'm here. Hello, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can, but it sounded like Rich was. Sounded like Rich has so much information.
I know, but it's going to be a no calls broadcast because I've got about 2,000 years of history to get through.
Okay,
and
well,
I really,
you know,
really want to do it in one broadcast.
Okay. Well, then, Jason, I asked him to listen in intently to the first portion of this because we have Nurse Tracy who wanted to call in and share a few brief thoughts about the five, F-I-V-E, branches of government as delineated by our founding fathers. And two of them are in place, but they've been removed in order to remedy a situation, or like if we ever had a situation where the judicial system was out of control, not responsive, there were two classes of people. If that ever happened, this could be turned on. I can't imagine that happening, but that's what she said.
Okay, so, I think I could make an exception there if Nurse Tracy's on the line.
No, she's not, but she was planning on being on hour number two. Just for a time to get this started. And then I think what'll happen,
okay,
Gwyneth, is once that gets started, it will travel like wildfire, I believe, across the other broadcasters, which would be a very good thing.
Okay, well, I'll make an exception then. I wasn't aware of that. So if Jason could let Nurse Tracy through, if she calls in.
Right. Okay. Well, let's get started.
Sorry.
Let's get started right away. Other than that, class, no calls.
Okay. Okay. What I'm going to describe is something that I've been really, really, really thinking about over the last few weeks. Okay, and that is farming history in the West, and about just over 2,000 years ago, there was an empire that ruled the world before the Romans, okay? And people think that Rome invented all the good stuff, and if they took anything, then, which they did from other cultures, and most historians will say, well, yeah, actually the Romans did take most of the technology that they claimed from other people. And they would say, most historians, if you ask them, well, what other people were there? They would say, oh, the Greeks. And if you'd say, well, who else? They'd go, I don't know. Who else?
Maybe
well,
the
I'll
Egyptians.
Tell you that there was an empire that was on the earth that controlled most of the known world at that time, and it wasn't the Greeks. And they had some of the most sophisticated farming technology that the world had ever seen. And this empire was so sophisticated in its farming methods that it fed the whole world, known world, which was in its purview. And this empire stretched all the way from the Pillars of Heracles in Morocco, all the way across North Africa, up into Spain, and into the south of France, and took in quite a bit of southern Europe as well. But they didn't have Italy, because obviously the Romans had Italy. But they went all the way across the western half of southern Europe. And they took, they were also very, very influential in what we would call the Middle East as well, although obviously they were not the only power player there, because the Egyptians were there and the Assyrians were there and the Jews were there. Okay, so they weren't the only power players at work there. And all three of those other nations were also powerful as well. And I am, of course, talking about the Carthaginians. Okay? That was, and the Carthaginians had the most sophisticated farming methods in the world. And they also operated as desert bandits and also as pirates as well. So it wasn't like that they were just doing farming, but most of the base level of their life, of how they fed their people, was not through piracy and was not through robbing people on the land, on the trade routes. It was through actual people out there getting their hands dirty, digging in the dirt and farming. And their sophisticated farming methods were not seen anywhere else on the earth and have scarcely been fully replicated since. Now, the Romans tried to destroy the Carthaginian Empire, but they couldn't do it. And the reason why, at one time, they had a war with Carthage, and these are called the Punic Wars. Okay, so there were three Punic Wars, and if you study history, then North Africa and the Middle East and Southern Europe, then you would have heard of the Punic Wars. Well, the Romans went to war with Carthage backwards and forwards. In some rounds, the Carthaginians won. Other rounds, the Romans won. But it was really these wars with Carthage that the Romans had that made Rome into the mighty military power that it was. And so there's a lot of history there as well, but I'm not really going to dwell on that. I'm going to dwell on the last of the very end of the Punic Wars, which was, of course, when the Romans came across, laid a 3.5-year siege to the city of Carthage, and they eventually they succeeded in starving the people out just by cutting them off, keeping them confined in their city, cutting them off from their farmland so that they could not safely sow their crops. And they starved them. They starved them for 3.5 years. And by the end of the 3.5 years, the people were absolutely desperate. They were in a very, very sorry state indeed. Because, I mean, they had vast food stores, but, I mean, how long can vast food stores last? In Carthage's case, it lasted 3.5 years, which was an extremely long siege. But eventually the food stores ran out, and the Romans made their way into the city, and they burnt it. And they had absolutely no mercy. They went from house to house to house, murdering everybody, setting fire to the houses, removing the houses and demolishing them stone by stone. And some of these houses, some of these Carthaginian houses, according to the Roman reports, had six floors. They were six stories high, which was practically unheard of in the ancient world for you to have a block of apartments, basically. And they set fire to these apartments, sometimes with the people still alive in them, and the screams of the people was quite horrific. And this was what Rome did to Carthage. And they'd been planning it for years, and one day they went out and did it. Now, the lesson there is a little sub-lesson. When the government says it wants to kill a bunch of people and that it's going to kill a bunch of people, you should believe them, because they have to tell you what they're going to do before they do it. And the Roman Senator Cato, who was quite high up in the Roman Senate, would begin every one of his speeches and end every one of his speeches with the phrase in Latin, I'm very sorry, I don't speak very good Latin, but the Latin translation was, Carthage must die. So when you have one of the most powerful Roman senators giving a speech where he said that in every speech that he gave in the Senate, saying, Carthage must die, maybe they're planning to get rid of Carthage. Anyway, it took them over a year. So I don't remember the exact date, but somewhere between a year and 18 months to fully destroy Carthage. But they were going from house to house to house, demolishing the houses and killing the inhabitants while they had the inhabitants trapped in the city. You know, because the Romans were guarding the gate. They didn't let any of the locals escape. Now, when they got to the Carthaginian library, the Romans had very specific orders, and that was that they were to burn and utterly destroy the Carthaginian library after they had removed every single book that the Carthaginians had written on agriculture, horticulture, and farming. Those were the only books that the Romans spared in the Carthaginian library, and the orders to spare those books, to collect them, and to take them back to Rome were quite specific and quite secret. They wanted nobody to know that they were stealing the Carthaginian farming method. Does that make sense, Vincent?
Yeah, and there were atrocities, not exactly the same, but that happened during World War I and World War II. Gwyneth and I will be right back after these few short commercial announcements. Absolutely riveting, riveting class today. We'll be right back.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Gwyneth is with us, and we're talking about the Romans looting the Carthaginian library. And for the books and materials on farming and agriculture. Gwyneth, back to you.
Okay. The reason why the Romans did this was that at the end of the Second Punic Wars, the Romans won the Second Punic Wars, okay? And they... At the end of the Second Punic Wars, they had a plan to utterly destroy Carthage without appearing to destroy Carthage. And this was through a program of reparations. Now, reparations are where a winning side in a war blames the losing side for the war and demands taxation from the losing side. And the Romans imposed a reparations schedule on the Carthaginians that they calculated would take the Carthaginians 50 years to pay off and would probably break the Carthaginian Empire through poverty and starvation. They failed. The Carthaginians had that debt paid off within 5 years. And they paid it off through agricultural production from their own lands. Now, where were their lands? Their lands were called the Sahara, and their lands were called the Iberian Peninsula, and the south of France. So the Romans had northern France, but the Carthaginians at that time had southern France, Iberia, and they had, which is Spain, and they had the Sahara all the way through to, with Egypt on one side. Obviously, they didn't have Egypt. Egypt was, you know, their own entity. But all the way through to Morocco and Mauritania. Now, you think of the Sahara and Morocco and Mauritania today, and even Spain, you don't think of them as being particularly fertile areas, right? You know, sand dunes, camels, that's what you think of when you think of the Sahara. That's not what the Sahara was like when the Carthaginians were running the show. They paid off their debt to the Romans, a 50-year debt in 5 years, by intensifying their farm production in the Sahara and in Morocco and Mauritania and all the way across to Spain, pulling in all those resources from those areas, stepping up production, paid a 50-year debt in 5 years. Now, that's what clued the Romans into what an amazing agricultural technology the Carthaginians had. And that was when Cato began to, instead of saying, hey, that's pretty amazing, could you just teach us how to do that? You know, the Carthaginians might have laughed at them, but they might have said, yeah, sure, okay. Maybe they might have. But the Romans didn't even ask. They just determined that Carthage must die. And that's why they sacked Carthage. And that's why they burned the library to utterly destroy every historical memory of Carthage that they could possibly get their hands on. To the point where about the only Carthaginian texts that survive have to do with farming and agriculture. And that's what the Romans did. Oh, and after they sacked Carthage, they went to the Sahara. And I believe, I could be wrong, I might not be accurate on this point, but I believe that it was actually Julius Caesar that did this.
Hold that thought.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Democrat Senator Raphael Warnock held off Republican challenger Herschel Walker in a Georgia runoff election Tuesday, ensuring Democrats full responsibility for the Senate with a 51-49 majority. The Republicans are majority in the House.
You have put in the hard work, and here we are standing together.
Colorado Club Q accused shooter has been charged with 305 counts, including murder, bias-motivated crimes, and assault. 22-year-old Anderson Lee Aldrich, who identifies as non-binary, was formally announced he's been charged in last month's attack at an LGBTQ nightclub in Colorado Springs, Colorado. That incident killed four souls and wounded 17. Chinese President Xi Jinping is in Saudi Arabia this week for 3 days. USA Radio News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. shopsupertea.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Watch it.
I know there's something happening.
It's going to be sliding.
What are today's hot
things? You've got your...
Take my...
When you go
to the...
For
2 seconds, sir.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Gwyneth, after the sacking of Carthage, you were talking about it possibly was Julius Caesar. Please continue.
I'll say it was possibly Julius Caesar, but I'm not quite 100% sure on this. I've heard from some sources that it was Caesar, but other sources just say that it was the Romans. So I don't know. But what the Romans did, was they went into the Sahara and they had orders to cut down every tree and destroy every farm in the Sahara. And that's what they did. Before then, the Sahara was not what we think of it being today. It was a lush, vast Garden of Eden. It was, you think of the size of the Sahara, it's around about the same size as the United States. And it's around about the same size as Australia. The Romans went through and cut down every tree and destroyed it all. That was a monumental act of vengeance, economic destruction, agricultural destruction, and the purpose of it was to ensure that Carthage would never rise again. And Carthage never has risen again. They turned one of the most abundant farming districts in the whole world into one of the biggest deserts in the whole world. And they did it on purpose, and they killed the farmers, utterly wiped them out, and they did it so that Carthage would die, that it would never rise as an empire again, and it never has risen as an empire ever again. Now, they did not destroy the Iberian farms, from what I researched. That's the farms in Spain. They kept them. And they learned the practicalities of Carthaginian farming from the Iberians. So they weren't quite as hard on Iberia, which is actually a little bit ironic, because actually the famous king of the Carthaginians, Hannibal Barca, who actually sacked Rome with the elephants and all the rest of it, he was not from Carthage. He was from Iberia. And he actually left Carthage and went across the sea seeking adventure, and he came to Iberia, which was in Carthaginian control at that time, but he built himself a city there, and he called his city New Carthage, very imaginatively. But he made New Carthage the capital of his rule of the Carthaginian Empire. And the original Carthaginians didn't really like the fact that he'd moved their empire across the other side of the Mediterranean. And when he went back to Carthage, after sacking Rome and doing all these great military victories and all the rest of it, he only lived in Carthage itself for about 5 years, and spent most of that 5 years trying to avoid getting himself assassinated. So, but anyway, that's a side plot, and that was all before this. The Romans made the Sahara Desert, and they made it by cutting down all the trees and killing the farmers. Now, what the Romans did with all this technology, and incidentally, we know what the original Carthaginian farms looked like, because although the Romans succeeded in utterly devastating the Sahara and turning it from an abundant Eden, farmland paradise, into the biggest desert on earth, what they didn't succeed in wiping out all of the Carthaginian farms in Morocco and Mauritania, which are also Carthaginian lands. So to this day, you still have a few farms in Morocco and Mauritania that are over 2,000 years old that are still managed in the same way that they were managed back in the days of Julius Caesar, because Caesar never got that far. And the reason why he didn't get that far was because of the Tuareg, who are a particularly vicious tribe that happens to live in that part of the world, and they still live in that part of the world. And to this day, the Tuareg have a reputation for being desert bandits. These days, the Tuareg are Muslims. They have aligned themselves with the Arabs. They've done so for about the last 1,500 years. They're the guys who ride camels around, and the men are dressed in head from head to toe in black, and they have black scarves over their heads. And the women are ornately dressed, absolutely gorgeously dressed, and they are olive-skinned. And many of them have blonde hair or red hair and blue or green eyes, despite the fact that they have no European ancestry whatsoever. That is what the Tuareg genetic is, the Mauritanian, Moroccan genetic. And many of them, of course, are dark-haired, dark eyes, dark-skinned. Many of them are black. Absolutely black, 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 black. But especially the Mauritanians and the Moroccans, many of them have olive skin and blonde or red hair, despite the fact that there's no known European ancestry, which I think is very interesting. But once again, that's a side issue. The world's a more complex place than we have been led to believe. But anyway, the Moroccan farms, I want to go into detail about how they're set up, because this is the farming system that defeated the Roman Empire through sheer production, paying off a 50-year monstrous debt in 5 years. Do you want to know how they did it, Vincent?
Yeah. Let's go through it.
They did it by having narrow fields, okay? They did not have big square fields. They had narrow fields, which were very long, comparatively long. So they might have been, 1 unit wide and 10 units long. And they tended to make their farms on flat areas. And what they would have on either side of the field, they would have a grove of trees. So you'd have of about 1 unit wide. So they'd have 1 unit of trees, 1 unit of field. 1 unit of trees, 1 unit of field. And about 10 units long. The unit of trees that they had were trees like in their climate. Date palms, olives, pomegranates, grapes, and so on. But they did not have linear set up vineyards. They just planted their grapevines at the bottom of every other tree, every other type of tree. So you have an olive tree, then you plant a grapevine at the base of the olive tree. And, or if you had that, they would more than likely get an established tree rather than a tiny tree, because the established trees, of course, are bigger and grapes can be quite vigorous, especially in a hot climate. So that's what they did. And what they did was they set up the rows of trees to be similar to an actual forest. Now, in an actual forest, you don't just have one layer. You don't just have trees in a forest. You have herbs growing underneath the trees. You have vines running up the tree. You have fungi in the soil. You have root vegetables growing underneath the trees. And what they saw was that you could set up multiple levels of production on the same land. So you can have trees growing in an alley, let's say, like I said, 10 meters long by 1 meter wide, okay, although it's probably, you know, one unit wide, probably in a full agricultural system, you don't want to have 1 meter wide, that's silly. But one unit wide, however wide a unit is, let's say 10 meters, 15 meters wide, in a bigger system, it might be, you know, 50 meters wide. And then trees, and then the other, that would be one layer, and then you've got vines, so every time a tree gets up to a decent size, you plant a grapevine at its feet. The grapevine runs up the tree, doesn't kill the tree, because grapewood is weak, and when the tree grows, it expands and breaks off the grapevine, but the grapevine will continue to send out new shoots. Okay? So you've got two. So you've got a grove of fruit trees, and you've got a vineyard on the same land at the same time. And then you've got... Can I hear music? No?
Yes,
okay.
You do.
That's
We've
fine.
Got about 10 seconds.
Okay.
Yeah, 10 seconds okay. In this segment, and we'll be right back. Absolutely fascinating. And when you're done, I have a very, very short comment.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Stock market have you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition of purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813813.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Gwyneth is with us. Gwyneth, this is absolutely fascinating. So if you're interested in farming, if you want to buy a farm, take heed. And I think you'll end up with a better farm if you pay careful attention to what Gwyneth is saying. Gwyneth, please continue.
Hello. I'm in a bit of a fluster because during the ad break, I'm in half light here, and I was moving cooking pots around on my stove during the ad break, and I lost a 1.5 gallon pot of soup off the edge of the stove. That's got nothing to do with anyone, but it's disastrous. It's not disastrous, but, you know, I put a lot of work into that pot of soup and I was really looking forward to it. Now I'm going to get maybe one feed out of it and my dogs are going to have to lick up the rest. So I'm very sorry about that. If I sound a bit peeved, that's the reason why.
Do you, Gwyneth, do you need some time to clean up? And
the dogs will eat it. It'll cool off. And the dogs will eat it. They're all here. And it'll all be gone by the morning. So, anyway, back to farming. Okay, because I really want to get this information out there. They could have, I'll put it in terms that we understand. They could have a 10-acre farm. And they could have so many layers of production in this farm that they might as well have a 70 or 80 acre farm on that 10 acres because they would have an olive grove, a vineyard, they would have a crop of root vegetables, they would have an understory like herbs or, I don't know, rosemary. I'm trying to think of crops that they actually would have grown. Broad beans. I think I said broad beans. All of this sort of thing. And they would have it all on the same piece of ground. And they might get 7 or 8 different layers of production off the same land. And they were doing it all in a way that nature functions anyway. And because they were doing it in a way that nature functions anyway, they had almost no pest and disease problems because they weren't farming. They had set up a forest, and the forest system was managing itself. And because of this, they had time to develop art and culture, and they had time to develop music. They had time to think. They did not have to have a slave economy. I'm sure that they still had slaves, by the way, because slavery was, you know, people didn't even think of not having slaves until the time of, you know, until 1770s, United States. Now, otherwise, you know, if you had any other time in history, if you'd said, okay, well, you know, we're going to run things without slaves around here, people would have laughed at you. But the Carthaginians had perfected their system to the point where if there was a problem with the slaves, it didn't matter because the work was not so burdensome that it required slaves, although they still had slaves. They would go in and they would harvest the weeds and they would feed the weeds to their donkeys and their camels and their horses as the fodder for their donkeys and camels and horses and goats and sheep and cattle. Because, of course, the weeds grew, but the weeds were not considered a problem. They were considered to be a resource. Everything that came from the land was considered a resource. So it's more or less the complete reverse, the complete opposite of the farming system that we have today. And if anybody wants to have a video of how this sort of system might operate, there has been one made, and I know where it is on YouTube. And if you want to have the link to this video, you can email me at Gwyneth@USAPrepares.com. That's G-U-I-N for Nelly, E-I-T-H, at USAPrepares.com. And I will send you a link where you can see a Carthaginian-era food forest growing in Morocco. I can hear music again.
Yeah, we're going into the top of the hour break. It'll give you a few minutes to do whatever you have to do with that kettle of soup. Gwyneth and I will be right back to talk more about this. Absolutely riveting and fascinating. And I do have a comment when...
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.